1 week from today
is the deadline. We got to give away this murder hornet, and we're getting emails from all over the country, all over Western Washington too. People want this. All ages, Brad. All ages.
I checked in the freezer. They're still there.
The queens are still
in the freezer, awaiting a new home, awaiting their forever home.
Email us, bradandjohn@kism.com. Let us know what you would do with the queen if you got a queen. Matt emails us. He's a taxidermist out on Whidbey Island. Matt wants to add the queen to his collection of stuff at the taxidermy shop, including his collection of animal schmeckles. Matt? All right, so what's the name of your place, first off?
It's called Whidbey Island Taxidermy.
Oh, it's okay. Not Schmeckletown?
No, that's just a little part of it.
Oh, okay.
Would this be the smallest creature you have taxidermized?
When it comes to mammals, I've done shrews, and when it comes to birds, it's hummingbirds.
Wow, a hummingbird.
Well, this thing is almost the size of a hummingbird. I mean, people have confused them. They thought they were hummingbirds, and it turned out to be murder hornets.
I believe it.
How would you, before we get to your collection
of
schmeckles.
Does a hornet even have one, or is it like some kind of pollinating thing or something?
Well, these are queens, so you're not getting one.
Yeah, okay. Well,
But before we get to your schmeckles, your collection of.
Oh, thank you.
How would you, can you preserve this? Because people who win it say they're going to do this to it, they're going to do that to it. As far as preserving it, what do you do? What's the best thing?
I would, if it's frozen right now, I would thaw it out and pin it in the position you want, let it dry. Then I would find someone who can put it in a block of acrylic.
Okay.
So it's in a 4x4 inch block of acrylic, and it's in there so it cannot be damaged. People can hold it and look at it without touching it, and it'll last forever.
So who does that?
There's companies around here that'll do that for you.
Acrylic blockers?
I would put it in a block of clear acrylic.
Okay.
And just have her in there, and she'll be
there forever.
Then
people can pick it up and really look at it.
Yeah. It will be 360?
Yeah, is there an acrylic that kind of like magnifies what you're looking at? Can you get both things happening?
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so you emailed us and said you'd like it for your shop because parents will come in and they'll drop off their projects and then the kids will be looking at the different things that you have.
Yeah.
And they like
to...
Go ahead.
I was a biologist for the Navy, and one of the things I did for years is we preserve animal skins, hides, whatever. And our philosophy is kids need to touch this stuff. You know, they're always told, don't touch anything, just look. Well, my motto is, touch everything.
Okay.
That's how they learn.
Yeah.
All right. And so you have these things. These are touchable for the kids.
It depends on how old the child is. But, this is more for the adult or the older kids. Yeah. It's a learning experience.
All right. Now, explain what your bacula collection is.
There are several species, well, actually many species of mammals that have a bone down there.
Down in the in the fun zone.
I collect those. I know it's weird, but...
Is the name...
Biologist...
Is the name Usyk another name for bacula?
Yeah. Okay. That's usually the name for the bacula out of the walrus.
Okay.
Because it is rather large.
It's like a couple feet.
It could be 2 to 3 feet.
When did you start collecting these things?
Oh, in high school.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I picked up roadkill in high school and take them home, take them apart, learn taxidermy.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
And what did you do with it in the Navy? When you were in the Navy, you used that skill for...
I was a wildlife biologist for the Navy, and one of my programs was to help prevent bird strikes and wildlife strikes with airplanes at airports.
Ah. Now, what are we doing? What are we doing about that?
Well, it's habitat manipulation. Sometimes you've got to remove certain species of wildlife that are causing serious problems. Mostly it's determine what the problem is by strike, the, what we call SNARJ identification, what's left of the animal or the bird.
Yeah. Were you,
and then manage the habitat and try to get them to go away.
Yeah.
Did you test with, like, turkeys and things like that? Is that true?
They tested with the chicken gun in the early 50s. Yeah, they actually had a chicken cannon, and they would shoot frozen chickens into the engine to see what damage it would do.
Yeah.
Chickens that had their feathers on it and everything?
Yeah, frozen solid. It doesn't matter. When you're going that fast, it doesn't matter if it's frozen or not. It's the mass.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, and who got to make the chicken? Did you make a special chicken cannon, or is that something that the Navy just has in the garage somewhere?
No. There was a real one of these test facilities. They made a chicken cannon. I actually found the article in a Life magazine in the 1950s that showed pictures of the original chicken cannon.
I didn't know if that was true. If that was just legend or what, but
nope. Very true.
Where's the chicken cannon today?
Oh, I have no idea.
That needs to be in a museum somewhere.
Or at least at a baseball ballpark when you order some, like, wings or something. They could shoot a chicken cannon, and shoot your collection of wings up to you.
You'd have thought Paul Allen would have had that, you know, in his collection somewhere. Bring that thing up.
I don't know where it is.
Okay, so where name of your place is, and where is your place?
We're just south of Oak Harbor on Whidbey Island.
Oh, well, and the name of it is again?
Whidbey Island Taxidermy.
Okay, are you on 20? I mean, where are you?
We're just off of Highway 20. Just west of Highway 20, south of town.
All right.
Are you familiar with the Whidbey Island 911 segment we do?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's fun because I recognize a lot of the places.
And
it makes sense. Trust me. Sometimes it makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on Nubian Way out there on Whidbey Island, but there is some craziness happening on that street. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said some of these places, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, Matt, very good. Thank you for your email, and maybe you get this queen here, but a block of acrylic is what you suggest the recipient do.
Oh, absolutely. That way people can really hold it and look at it without damage, because I'll tell you what, if it's not protected, it will be damaged immediately.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how kids do.
We got it frozen right now. Nobody's messed with them right now. They're in good, so we will turn them over in good shape. But I guess they are easily broken. So.
Oh, these things will, those antenna on that thing will break first thing.
Okay. All right. Well, be careful.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Matt.
Okay, guys.
We appreciate you listening, buddy.
Hey, I listen every day.
Thank you.
Good deal, man. Okay, back to the...
All right, take care, guys.
Back to the baculus. You go. Thanks, Matt. Whidbey Island Taxidermy would like one. Would you like one? Email us, bradandjohn@kism.com, and tell us what you do with a queen murder hornet.
Brad and John.
Coming back.
KISM.